Good evening, everybody. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Governance Committee. This is Eileen Rosin. I'm a member of the committee. Lawrence Reyes, who is the chair, will be here a little late. He asked me to take over until he gets here. So I'm going to open this meeting. It is 8:55 p.m. We're sorry we're late, but, you know, sometimes things happen. So I've let me call the roll for tonight. All right. So do we have Carol Wolfley? Dwayne Lark? Dwayne, are you here?
Dwayne Lark, brother.
Thought I saw you there. I am here. Beth Von Gunten?
Present.
Okay. Lawrence, James Sackerton?
Here.
James?
Oh, yeah. Michael Adler? Michael White? Nancy Saibara? Yeah, Michael's here. Nancy Saibara Narutomi?
Present.
Ted Weisgall is not here yet. And William Heerwagen.
Present.
Okay. So we will go ahead and hope that some of the others
Lewis.
Turn up.
Did you say Lewis?
Lewis here. I got Lewis.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Lawrence will be along. I think Ted will be here about half past is what I hear. I don't know if Carol Wolfley is coming. And I left off Susan DeSilva because last meeting she told us she resigned from the committee, although she has not, I don't believe she has sent her resignation in writing yet. So we're still leaving her on the list for now. Okay. Do we have anybody volunteering to be secretary tonight?
Okay, I will.
Who's that? I'm sorry?
Nancy said she will, but if somebody else
Nancy,
wants
great.
To do it, if anybody else wants to do it, I will step back.
Well, it's never a bad idea if more than, you know, the way we've been doing some notes, at least, I've been taking notes. They're not precisely minutes. Minutes could be very, very brief, I think, for this committee, but, you know, just motions passed or voted down, whatever. So let's try to make sure we get those at the very least. So thank you. Thank you, Nancy. It'll be helpful if you do that for the moment. Maybe when Lawrence gets here, I can take over if you prefer not to continue. Okay, appointment of timekeepers. I think I'd like to have timekeepers for individual speakers. Does anybody volunteer to do that?
I'll do it. This is Lou.
Okay, so we'll allow...
Thank you, Louis.
Sure.
Yes.
Are we agreed on time for each speaker?
We've always been a little fuzzy about that, but I think other than actual presentations, we should allow people... the norm is 1.5 minutes for a single intervention.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. And I like to let people finish their sentences, you know, so we don't just sort of cut people off in the middle. So,
All right.
Thank you for that, Lou. I think with that, we can also sort of, maybe you can also kind of keep an eye on where we are for the sections. Just overall, don't let us go too far afield.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so then the next item is approval of the agenda, which I should read for the sake of our listeners on the air or on streaming. Following these preliminary items, we have first unfinished business, with just a few minutes for follow-up on the bylaws subcommittee, some follow-up on resolutions and documents. And then what I have noted as point three under unfinished business, I have noted William Hairwagon's revision of the communications motion. That will change if people agree. I'm not sure if I do this now or after we get through the entire agenda, but we'll just allow for Berthold Riemer's participation on this topic. All right, then we have new business. We have a presentation by our parliamentarian, John Tatum, and his colleague, Mike Swift. Then we have, referred to us by the PNB a couple of motions regarding recording of attendance in meetings, recording of people's attendance in the minutes of meetings. Third, a presentation by Ted Weisgull. Apparently he wants to move to create a subcommittee to investigate violations of the bylaws and other actions detrimental to the foundation. And then we have two motions that Nancy Sagara Naratomi sent in at the very, just right before the meeting. And if we get to them, great. If we don't, if it's too late, we'll see. But one is on access, getting access to financials at the level of the LSBs. And the other is a motion on voting methods. So that is the entire agenda.
William for the stack.
Let's approve the agenda, and then we can modify or...
Well, I'm trying to stop something from going on the agenda.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Go ahead, William. I forget the exact...
I think it was the... New business, is it number two that we've just got today, and it would involve listening to meetings and doing lots of reading, so I say just it doesn't belong on the agenda yet, should go perhaps the next meeting. We need time to review it.
Okay, I would like to leave it because I can explain the basics of it pretty quickly.
Well, that's not like me listening to a meeting or reading everything. So
I'm not sure you need to listen. I don't think you need to
listen to
meetings.
I'd like to accept the agenda.
Excuse me, please don't interrupt. I would like to leave it on the agenda if nobody else objects. Does anyone else object?
Mm.
We can always...
William made an objection.
Okay. I'm not sure how to treat this, but...
Objection doesn't block.
One objection does not a removal of agenda make. Removal from agenda.
I guess we get to vote, then.
This is Dwayne Martin.
Yes, Dwayne.
I would like to know... excuse me, am I recognized?
Please go ahead. Go ahead, Dwayne. Yes, please.
William has an objection. I think he stated the reasons for the objection. Could you take 1 minute and explain to me why you feel it should be on this agenda? Because I think we have a full agenda. And why William's concern about delaying it doesn't make sense? Could you explain that within a minute?
Why it should stay on? Well, yeah. I believe that... I or we can explain the essence of the motions, the reason for them, in less than 10 minutes. And then if people prefer, we can postpone any decisions to the next meeting. But at least we can give people a summary or an idea of what it's about.
Where is it located on the agenda in terms of item one through whatever?
It's under new business, item two.
So it's right up front?
Well, no, it's a while. It's a little ways down. It's under new business.
Oh, okay, down below. In other words, John Tatum and the other
person. Before that.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Beth to the stack?
Go ahead, Beth.
Actually, all of this discussion should follow a motion. I don't think you have a motion on the floor, and I wanted to provide you with a motion to accept the agenda as is. You've also, you've received one objection without
so we'll take
a further objection. It could be accepted as is. Unless
okay.
There's another.
Move by this to accept motion as is. Shall we take a vote then? Because we do have an objection.
Unless you have another objection,
well,
I think
one
objection doesn't require a vote.
I'm a little lost on this, on how this works myself, but. William,
What are we voting on? I'm sorry.
William, would you be willing to retract your objection or reserve it if no one
objects?
All right. Well, then let's take a vote if we will have that item on the agenda. We are voting on whether or not to leave point two under new business that has to do with the motions regarding recording of attendance in meeting minutes. That was referred to us by the PNB. Leave it on means...
I know what it is. Now, yeah, let's get to a vote. I object to putting it on as well. Go ahead. I didn't know what it was.
All right. Leave it on, vote yes. Remove it, vote no. Okay, let me just make my notes here so I can record the vote. On. Okay, I will call the vote. Let me just check to see if anybody else has come on. No, no one else has. All right, Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Eileen votes yes. Oh, no, I vote at the end, I guess. Beth von Gundem?
Yes, to leave it on the agenda.
Okay, yes, that's right. James Sagerton? Jim?
Are you muted, James?
Yes.
Sorry, yes.
Yes, okay. Lou Wolf?
Yes.
Leave it on. Yes. Okay. Michael White?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Saibara-Narikoni? You want to pass and we'll come back to you?
Thank you.
Okay. Susan DeSilva is not present. Ted is not here. William Hairwagon?
No.
No, I guess. All right.
Excuse me,
yes?
This is Ted Weisgall.
Oh, okay, Ted. Hi.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, well, I'm checking in. Is this roll call right now?
No,
we're voting.
We passed. Excuse me, I can answer. I'm chair now, so let me answer.
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. We are voting on whether to leave point two under new business, whether to leave it on the agenda or not.
Okay, well, I have a point of personal privilege. I have been hired to serve as a parliamentarian and chair for a homeowners association, and their meeting is going on as we are, as you are meeting, and I want to be counted as in attendance. I have to leave, and I would like our meetings to happen at something other than, what is this, the third Wednesday of the month, because their meeting coincides with ours. So I'm going to leave you now, and at some point in the meeting, if you would make that adjustment so that I could attend next month, I would appreciate it. As soon as this meeting that I'm chairing is over, I will try to rejoin you.
Okay, and I can't promise that, Ted. Because this
Understood.
Is, you know, people have this, you know, in their calendars, and, you know, there are more of, yeah, I'm sorry, you were just
okay.
One person. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so he was in at 9:08. This is partly what that motion is about, Ted.
Yeah, necessary.
Give me a second. Let me just take my notes because, and go on at 9.
Yes. Did Ted leave or is he going to vote?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
He didn't vote. Okay. So I will just come back to, it was just Nancy who passed
no.
the first time. So
yeah,
you say no. All right.
Yeah.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes, 1, 2, 3 no's. So the motion actually fails. The motion to remove it fails. So we will leave it as is. So, with that done, will someone move to approve the agenda as is?
So moved.
I have a question.
Yes, Dwayne.
Now, when I voted, which was to vote no, was
yes.
to remove.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
I got it backwards. I apologize. It's my fault. I got it backwards when I stated it. But so if you voted
so
yes,
if my intent was to remove it, how should I have voted?
You should have voted no, which is correct. Which is how you voted.
But that doesn't make sense to me. If the motion was
to remove
it, then the vote should have been yes.
Dwayne, I just apologized for getting it backwards when I stated it.
Well, I want to revote because I'm still not
all
clear.
Right.
I want to just revote. And a yes vote means to remove it. I want to be on the record properly.
All right, let's do
Beth
that.
Beth to the stack. Beth to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Technically, this vote wasn't necessary in the first place, and we're already more than or close to an hour going into.
Yeah, can you tell us why it wasn't necessary?
We could have
Beth?
Dealt with that item by now. Rather
Beth,
than
can you tell me why it wasn't necessary?
Nancy, with the
initially
request.
You only had one objection, and you can register the objection, but it doesn't need to. Prevent the motion from going forward. A vote is only necessary if you get more than one objection.
Okay, actually, we did have a second one.
Right, she wasn't listening. Obviously, I objected as well if I voted against it.
Dwayne, you haven't been recognized. Let's just redo the vote so everybody's happy. Okay, so if you want to remove the motion from the agenda, vote yes. If you want to leave it on the agenda, vote no. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
I will vote no. Beth von Gunten?
No.
Okay. Lou Wolf? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, Jim Sagerton?
No.
Then Lou Wolf? Lou? There's a lot of background noise. I think it's from Michael White. Mike, can you? Thank you.
I said no.
Lou,
sorry.
You said no. Okay, thank you. Michael Hadley is not here. Michael White, I'm sorry. How do you vote?
I don't remember.
Are you muted?
Please don't speak unless you've been called on. Mike?
Sorry.
Do you want to leave the motion? Do you want to remove the motion from the agenda?
No, don't remove it.
Thank you. Okay, Nancy Saibara and Aratomi?
Yes.
You want to remove it. Okay. Ted's not here. William Heerwagen, do you want to remove it?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So let me just check here. All right, we have 3 to remove, 5 to leave it, so the motion fails. Thank you.
Nancy, with a request.
What is that, Nancy?
Request for Ms. Ted is not going to, if Ted is not here to motivate this motion, can we move up whatever is not like
yes,
the motion?
Yes, if he's not here when it comes up, then we will not wait for him. Okay,
thank you.
So those are the preliminaries. Thank you. Unfinished business. Point one under unfinished business is a follow-up on the bylaws subcommittee. Do we have a report or an update on that?
Briefly, very briefly. Yes, a couple things happened. One, I found that just a couple of days before our last meeting, on October 19th, the PNB decided against opening up a bylaws amendment cycle on the grounds that it would not be possible to complete a petition-generated bylaws amendment referendum before the end of the year as prescribed by the PNB. And so that left it all sort of up in the air in my mind. In addition to that, the backup email address I was using for this committee at the last meeting locked me out after the first day or so, and it's taken me all month to get it unlocked. It's working again now, but I've resurrected.
Hello, Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, please wait until we're done.
Sorry.
Welcome, Lawrence. Okay, please go on, Beth.
So my original email is working again now. It wasn't working through the month, and I was a little in the dark about how to proceed given the PNB's decision. My own perspective is that we should launch this work, get it started, continue with it. I think it should probably be a standing committee because there's that much to do. Bylaws are always an issue for Pacifica.
Okay, thank you. I will just make one comment on that, which is that, the issue about the bylaw cycle, we weren't going to get a review of all the bylaws between now and then. I don't think we were looking for to fit into a bylaw cycle before the end of this year. That came up especially in reference to new
Day
Pacifica referendum that they're working on. But, you know, we needed to, as I understood, I thought you guys were going to get together and organize yourselves and figure out how to move forward, how to review the bylaws. But that's fine, you know. Maybe you should, if you still want to be the convener, Beth, maybe you can get in touch with all the members now that you've gotten your technical problems worked out. Maybe you can get in touch with people and, you know, get started or see what people want to do. That's my suggestion anyway. Did someone want to be on the stack? All right, Nancy?
Yes. I think we really should work on bylaw amendments because we don't have to stop our hands. And I agree with Beth. We should have things prepared for the PMB, either outgoing PMB or the ingoing. Some of them will be the same. Anyways, just to help them because it's a lot of work doing things, what they're doing. So I suggest that we get on a telephone text circle with all our telephone numbers. I don't have all the telephone numbers of everybody, and I think that would be one way we can communicate with each other when we have some email problem. And then,
right.
So Beth, okay. I would like to help Beth get us all together. And if it's just a few people that can do it, I'm still game. I mean, even two hands get something done.
Great. Well, then can we leave that in, I don't know, Beth's hands or Nancy's, or the two of you get together and get it started with the other people? I have a little chart with the phone numbers of the people on that committee. Didn't I send that to you all? Maybe I only sent it to Beth because I didn't include her email. So can we leave you with that then? That's a decision? Beth will be in charge. Beth's in charge. We'll move forward if that works.
Yeah, and Nancy will help with Beth with making a telephone text circle.
Okay.
Get it done right away so we can communicate.
Okay. Can you two just communicate with each other and we can move on?
May I respond briefly? This is Beth.
Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. I just sent thank you, Eileen, for providing all the contact information to me before. That's what was locked in the accessible.
Oh, okay.
Account. I have it now, and I just sent a query to all six members of the committee asking for their availability, hopefully the fourth week of the month, and I've got information to send to all of them about proposals about how to proceed. So I'm grateful to this committee for the support to continue with the work. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, so we are done with that agenda point, right?
Yes.
William, with a point of information?
Yeah, William. What is it?
Did we ever approve the agenda as a whole?
Yes, we did.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe we did. Can anybody confirm that? Yeah, we moved to... we did. We moved to approve, and I asked if there were any objections. And there, you know, other than the ones that we dealt with, there were no others. So
in case we did not approve before, that we approve now. I mean, if it didn't happen, so that we don't have to say the whole meeting was illegal. I mean, I can go back on the record.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. But just in case, like you say, does anybody object to approving the agenda again? Hearing no objections, agenda is approved. Okay, thank you for that idea. We can move on. Lawrence, do you want to take over chairing?
What's the next thing on the agenda, Marlene, please? Just say that there's a man that's dying in prison. His name is Russell Maroon Schultz. He's a Black Panther, and so I was getting the word out on my show, along with an update from Omir Abu Jamal. This is the kind of stuff, okay? This is the kind of stuff that Pacifica should be airing. So that's what I have to say about that. What's the next thing on the agenda, please?
Well, wait a minute. I just want to update you on one thing, which is two things. First of all, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the agenda.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Maybe I should just keep chairing.
What I requested from you, Eileen, was for you to read, because I was going to be in my car anyway, it's for you to read the agenda items, and I would chair. I'm the chair, so I should chair.
I read them out to everybody.
Each time an agenda item comes up, if you could read them out, so I could be abreast as to what's
I got it. Let me update you on Ted Weisko called in for 2 minutes, says he is now the parliamentarian and something for another meeting, I think a condo board or something.
I have to get out.
Excuse me, I'm speaking.
Go ahead. No, I was talking to somebody else. I forgot I wasn't muted.
Please don't do that. It's hard enough to hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, talk to me.
It's fine. We haven't fought in a long time. he wants us to move the day of our meeting, and then he logged off because he has another meeting at this time. I'll put it under new business.
Please do.
The next point is just a quick follow-up on the resolutions and documents efforts. And I think that would be me reporting.
That's next?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, please report.
All right. Yeah, all I want to say is Beth and I, well, I guess I've been talking to Nancy somewhat about the resolutions, and Beth also expressed interest in jumping in. So I wrote to Beth, but unfortunately the same problem, I wrote to the incorrect email that she wasn't able to get into. So she was not able to respond to me. So I guess we will get back to talking about the resolutions after this meeting. And I guess Beth and Nancy and I should have a conference call about that. Okay? So we'll get in touch with each other and figure out when we can do that. As far as documents organization goes, I haven't really made much of an advance, but I did send out some inquiries to some people about the best way to set that up, where we could house our document repository, things like that. So, and I've been looking into just some information on, like, best ways to handle data and file naming, things like that. So that's all I've got on that.
Nancy?
Yeah, Nancy.
I'd like to make two suggestions, and one is from Ted when he and I were discussing. When you make a, we're calling them resolutions, but he said it should be called standing rules. And he said, you can put it, of course, in the minutes of the PMB, but he said you put it in a separate file called standing rules, just like we have standing rule, LSC standing rules. So he said,
I don't know what you're referring to.
The PMB resolutions that are in, is that what you're talking about?
No.
I'm completely off then. I didn't know.
Standing rules are, like, do not speak when someone else is speaking, things like that. Rules of behavior, comportment, whatever. But a resolution would be, any of the millions of other things we come up with. Like, from now on.
But it's not a bylaw.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
one
Nancy,
second, please.
Yeah,
this is off the beaten path. What's next on the agenda? Have you already completely summarized what I missed? Aileen, I appreciate it.
No,
okay.
Next on the agenda, Nancy, this is not, out of order.
Anyway, I want to make a request is that we think about...
Hold on, Nancy, you have not been recognized. Let Aileen finish what she's doing. No, you will not. I'm the chair, and you will not recognize. Aileen, please continue.
I was recognized, and then you interrupted.
Well, because you weren't recognized. And as chair, I could do that.
He recognized me. I asked for the floor.
Yeah, sorry if I forgot I wasn't chair anymore. I may have done that.
Go ahead. If you recognize that, go ahead, Nancy.
Anyway, I just wanted to suggest that from now on, the PMB, in addition to putting their in their minutes, whatever resolution or motion that they pass, that they put in a separate file as well. Call it resolutions or call it special rules or standing rules, whatever. But it's not a bylaw, so just make another list so we don't have to go combing through all the minutes to find out what the PMB passed. And if we don't do
hold on, Aileen. Hold on. It's not back and forth. Because I have an answer to that. I have an answer to that question. In order for you to request that from the PMB, Nancy, you have to make a motion in order for the PMB to approve of what you want them to do. Aileen, do you want to be recognized?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I actually agree with that. It has nothing to do with bylaws or standing rules, but I agree with pulling out any resolutions, perhaps at the end of the minutes or some way to make them easier to find so we don't have to continue searching. And I'm happy to make that motion at the PNB, Nancy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
I'll do it. Okay, the next point on the agenda.
Hold on. The advantage of making it in committee doesn't have to be second on the floor. So that's all. Go ahead. The next thing on the agenda?
Yeah. It's what I had under unfinished business, point three, was the William Heerwagen's revision of his communications motion. And
okay.
I had intended that I put it there just so we could mention that we voted to postpone that discussion until next month, but as it turns out, James Sagerton advised me that part of that was so we could get input from the general managers, and he says that Bertold Reimers is willing to join us this evening for a few minutes, so we could get his take on that.
Okay, but... I appreciate that Bertel could join us. But this is a motion that has national implications. And I think if there's anything we should do, we should send an email for email invitation to all GMs and IGMs to join us at the next meeting, which I'm tempted to I'll call a continuation meeting of this meeting in order to do that, because that motion has been on the vine for too long, and I think we need resolution or some kind of enough information in order for this committee to make a decision. So that's what my suggestion is, and I still think we need to hear the motion tonight that was revised. From what I understand. Is that correct, William?
Yes, I made it simpler. Put it into two different motions.
Okay, and have those motions been voted on, Annie?
No.
Okay, so those motions are on the floor.
Excuse me, Chair. May I be recognized?
Sure.
I don't think we're ready for that. We voted to postpone consideration of those motions until next month.
Today? Tonight?
No, last meeting. We voted 5-4.
That was last meeting, and this is a new one, so that motion should come out of the postponement.
No, Lawrence.
William, put a stack.
Hold on.
Lawrence, we voted to postpone it to December.
Okay. You said 1 month, and last month was October. I'm a recognized William. Thank you. All right. You didn't say it. Okay. William, you have the floor.
Yeah, William, I move to bring the communications motion back from the table and to discuss it this meeting.
Okay. I would take some discussion on that if discussion needs to be had. If not, I will go to a vote to I guess what we're doing is bringing it out of postponement and out to the floor for tonight's meeting. Is that your intent, William?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hold on, Nancy, please. Let me ask if there's any objections to...
Yes, I object, and I'm asking for the stats.
Okay, James, I heard Nancy. But I don't know if you've spoken yet, James, so I'm going to go with Nancy, and then I'm going to go with you, James.
Go with Nancy, that's fine.
Michael White to the stack.
I did not know
okay,
that.
Okay, I got you, Michael.
I'm trying to find it. What time did William send it? Was it? I just wanted to find it. If anybody has it, please.
It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda. Oh, it's written on the. Okay, then I have it.
Okay. Mr. Sagerton.
Thank you. I don't know what the procedures are, but at the last meeting, we voted to postpone this item, and we had some conversation about it. And I asked for it to be postponed, not to the next meeting, but to the meeting after the next meeting, with the purpose being to get some people in who had an opinion, because I had suggested that the general managers were generally opposed to this kind of programming. And it was postponed to the meeting after the next meeting so that tonight we could bring in people from, you know, basically managers to discuss the question. And I reached out to Berthold, and he agreed to come in, even though he's the manager that apparently does the most of this kind of governance-related programming as compared to all the other stations. He generally is not in favor of it, and he feels that the other managers are not in favor of it. And I thought to give a fair hearing to that opinion before we proceeded, that we were going to give an opportunity for him to be heard on that and possibly to answer some questions. And I don't know what the procedural rules are, but I don't think we tabled this item. We postponed it to a time certain, which was a month
That's
from
correct.
Now.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, I was just about to call on you, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the last statement that when you put a time certain on the motion to postpone, it stuck at the time that you specified. Now, if it had been tabled, which it was not, then you could have brought it back any time. But the motion was to postpone to a certain time. So that certain time is December, so you can't break that rule.
Okay, so my question to you, John, is now we have two different motions. Do we entertain those as new motions, not withholding the fact that that the other one was postponed to December?
No, you would have two of the same motions on the floor at the same time, so you can't do that either. The other thing is that the agenda for this meeting has already been set, and if that were the case, it would take a two-thirds vote, but that not is the case. That is not the case.
This is on the agenda already.
That was my next question to John. John, it's on the agenda. How do we dispense of this now since it's on the agenda?
You don't have to do anything to it because it will automatically come up in December.
Okay.
May I be recognized here? Eileen?
Hold on, Eileen. Hold on. So I guess I'm a concur with the ruling of the PNB parliamentarian, and thank you for joining us tonight, John. That we'll have a full discussion after the postponement period has expired to be brought up again. I think I'm not too keen on having one GM on the call, and the fact that also he has already expressed his position on it, and there probably is opposition pushback to, for some reason, be transparent and communicate with our listeners. So I'm a concur with Mr. Taylor's ruling. I mean, Mr. Taylor's counsel, and we'll revisit this at the December meeting. Eileen, you have the floor. That's my ruling. Are there any objections to that ruling?
This is James with an inquiry.
To who? To me or to the parliamentarian?
To you, Lawrence.
Okay.
That's all it needs to go to. In that conversation that we had last month, the reason for postponing until next month was to have people come in tonight to discuss the issue in general. Now, you know, if you want to
put that off till next month and have other GMs come in to discuss it in addition to Berthold. I'm sure he'd be happy to postpone. I just want to note that he did agree to come in tonight. He's standing by ready to come in tonight. I'll have to call him to let him know one way or the other. But he was at a WBA finance committee earlier where William and I were both at, and he was tired then. So I'm sure he wouldn't mind postponing it.
So my position, my position, James, is that I would state my position is that I think collectively we need to hear from all GMs, regardless of what position they have on this matter. But I would leave that up to the body. It's up to the committee if they would like to hear from Berthold tonight, knowing that Berthold is working hard. And he just finished a finance committee meeting. I'll leave it up to the body. I just wanted to state my position.
Well, may I have the floor one more time, Lawrence, for a quick response?
As long as nobody else wants it.
Eileen is on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, James.
Michael West of the stack sometimes.
Nancy, let me chair the meeting. You do this at every meeting. Let me chair the meeting, please. If you don't like the way I chair meetings, then make a motion to remove me. Go ahead, James.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, I would like to at least address the issue of Berthold right away if we can, so that I can let him know that he can, you know, go about his other business or go to bed or whatever he wants to do. And the other thing is, I think it would be great to have more than one GM, and anybody we can get would be a good thing.
Okay. I will. Michael. Actually, Michael's on the stack before you, Eileen. Requested the stack after.
Go.
After James. Excuse me, Nancy. Please.
That's
control yourself.
Fair. Eileen and I, and then Michael.
No, Michael asked for the stack after James. James just had a little colloquy with me, but Michael did ask for the stack after James. Michael, you have the floor. And then Eileen, and then Nancy.
Then William.
Then William. Go ahead, Michael.
I think it would be great to have as many general managers as we can speak, but I'd like to do catch as catch can. You never know what your availability is going to be, and if Berthold is available, I'd really like to get him now, and then we won't have to get him later, and that may also help us define what we want to ask other people to get the other managers to come in.
Okay, thank you for your comment, Michael. Eileen, and then Nancy?
Yeah, couple of things. Number one, if we didn't have Berthold tonight, I mean, what is the plan? To have five general managers on all at once? That sounds like a special meeting to me. Lawrence, I'm gonna mute you because there's a lot of background noise just while I'm speaking. So I wonder, you know, that might take a little planning. So, you know, that speaks to what Michael White just said. Also, I wanted to point out about the agenda. Yes, it was Michael Hellwagon revision of communications motion was entered in those words onto the agenda. But when we got to that point, I did explain that my purpose in having it there was merely to be able to point out that that was postponed until December. So it was badly worded, I guess, but the intention was not to actually revise the communications motion tonight. So that was the intent. Now I will unmute Lawrence.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're getting into the habit of unmuting committee members. You could just request that the noise stop. I was searching for something, and I really do not agree with this muting directors as you did on the PMB and muting committee members. Do not do that. Request that they cease making the noise. Thank you.
Okay.
Nancy.
Yes. I want to suggest...
Please mute yourself when you're not speaking, Lawrence. Thank you.
What? Don't mute me.
I didn't.
Thank you.
I asked you to mute yourself when you're not speaking, please. Thank you.
Okay, I could do that. Thank you. Nancy, you have the floor.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to... am I muted? No.
No,
I would like
go
to
ahead.
Make a suggestion that we ask that... okay, somebody needs to be... somebody take the responsibility of emailing each manager and ask them, show them what the Williams revised motion, which I cannot find. I just see it listed on the agenda. I cannot find the actual revised motion, unless it hasn't changed from last month. Anyway, that we send it to all of them by email, use email, and have them respond by email and tell them we really want to hear them as soon as possible so we can be thinking about it. Instead of having all the GMs, I doubt we can get them. I know ours is really, really busy. I doubt we can get all five of them, and then they would be waiting while they could be doing other work. And I think this is really difficult, and I understand. Yeah, anyway, I want to make that suggestion. That's all. Back to you.
Okay, William. Substitute.
William.
I have a substitute. If that was a motion, I have a substitute motion. If that was not a motion, I have...
Well, what I was going to say, that motion is not in order at the moment. So you have to stack.
Okay.
What's being discussed is whether we're going to have Berto join us tonight. Go ahead, William.
That's a tough one. First thing I want to say is probably not. He's not even feeling well. But I'd move that we ask the that we make a motion to have the IED contact the managers to get feedback for us. We don't have any way of getting, ordering, or we have no authority over GMs.
Okay, so that's a motion. Is there a second? No motion. The committee needs a second. It doesn't need a second in committee. That's it.
Right.
Okay, so are there any objections to William's motion?
William, could you email your motion to me? Nancy?
Okay,
Nancy,
hold on the email.
Again, please, Nancy, let me chair the meeting. There's a process that goes on for a chair, and you don't need to scream out to have them email you the motion when I was going to request that whenever there's a motion that it should always be emailed to the note taker. You are the note taker tonight, Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so, again, are there any objections to William's motion? Okay, hearing no objections, motion passes.
Could it be restated?
Okay, I already asked for objections, and I made a ruling that the motion passed. But do you want to restate it, William?
Hello. Yeah, I'm going. I will send a little short writing. I move that the committee chair contact the IED to arrange for the communication with the GMs or feedback from the GMs, rather.
Okay. Thank you for that, William. Was that Michael or was that Lou?
That was Michael. I'm not sure I'm understanding. Is that a motion not to hear? Is that a motion not to hear Berthold tonight?
Well, I didn't put that in the motion, but I did say that up front that he's not feeling well.
No, but you were structuring a motion to not hear Berthold tonight.
Yeah, we're going to wait for the IED.
Right.
The IED do.
The IED. Well, we will request that the IED communicate with the GMs to attend the December Governance Committee to talk about, to provide input as to the motion to the communication motion as we know it now.
My objection is I think we ought to, you know, do catch as catch can. We've got someone standing by. It's going to be very difficult to get everyone at one meeting. We'll have everyone standing around waiting for the, you know, person to present. It'll create more time problems, and if we get one of them out of the way, that's one down and four to go.
Okay, so let me ask you, Michael. You want to hear from Berto tonight. Do you object to William's motion?
I understand William's motion to be intended to prevent Bertold from speaking tonight and delay everything, and then we would, not be thinking about anything for a month, and then we would start thinking about it in a month, and we'd be choked with all this a ton of information.
I got you, Michael. You're suggesting that your motion, your substitute, is to have Berto come on the court tonight, right?
Yeah, and I have no problem with, however we get the rest of the guys in later.
Okay.
I'm totally in favor of that, but the idea that we would in order to make a formal invitation to exclude Berthold today when he's available, it just seems ridiculous.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the motion to invite Berthold because he is in the queue. We'll vote on the motion to invite Berthold, and then William, the middle ground will be for you to present your motion after we vote on the motion that Michael just made. Is that okay with you, William?
Okay.
This is James on parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
State your inquiry. Nancy, stop it, please. That's rude. Go ahead, James. State your motion.
Okay, thank you. I'm just curious. I'm not trying to stir the pot any further here than it is already getting stirred. But I kind of thought that when we did this and we postponed the actual vote till next month and we agreed that we would have whoever we could get come in tonight and speak, that was extending an invitation to Berthold, which he kind of took us up on, and so now I hope he's still standing by. It's now almost 10 o'clock, so I hope he's still standing by. But I'm kind of thinking
so
now we're voting on whether we should do what we already did. So, that's my inquiry.
I didn't hear parliamentary inquiry.
The inquiry is... Yeah, just to have Mr. Tatum comment on that, I guess. You know, I thought we already invited guests. Perhaps, I don't recall if we named any specific ones.
Yeah, I just trying to expedite the meeting.
I understand.
In regards to, because there's two different matters that I think.
I do understand that.
Michael doesn't object to William's motion as long as, he has be able to have Berto weigh in on this issue. If the parliamentarian has anything further he'd like to say?
Yes. The guy that I'm going to present to the governance committee has been waiting in the queue since about 9 o'clock. And if Fred could be very short, I think it's okay, but I don't, I had this friend of mine, wait this long. I would hate to adjourn the meeting before he gets the chance to speak because he has documents to go over with you guys.
Okay, so I will ask, I will go back to the agenda and has time to an item, Eileen.
What?
I'm not the timekeeper.
Was there a designated time for this agenda item?
Yes.
What was the designated time? Please, hold on.
Excuse me, less 10 minutes.
10 for the parliament.
10 minutes, okay.
Less than, and that included question and answers.
Oh, for the parliamentarian, 15 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a move that we postpone this item and move to the agenda to allow people who have been waiting, and James, and I could be overruled, of course. James, if you could call Berto and I ask him if he could attend a December meeting. It seems like we are running into a time crunch. Nancy requested stack. It says screaming out or yelping like you do.
No,
you want to get on the stack, Nancy?
I was on the stack. I haven't been able to speak.
Well, you haven't been asked for the stack. All you do is yelp. You jump in like and you give a yelp.
No, I already
so
said
if you want, if
I
you
was
want,
on the stack.
You already
go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy. I don't wanna think that I'm censoring you, but you do have a tendency to jump and not be clear whether you want the stack or not. Do you wanna speak, Nancy?
Yes, I want the stack. Okay, if we invite Bertel, but the other people are going to be asked by the IED. So Bertel will be asked a second time. Because we already passed this motion that the IED would talk to them on the Wednesday meetings and get their feedback at that time. So it's kind of unfair if we're getting one manager to come and in person, and then we get, again, something from the IED. I think we keep it the same, equal with all the managers. Anyway.
Okay, so are you saying, Nancy, that there was a motion passed already to have the IED to communicate to the GMs at the
yes,
GM meeting?
We passed it with no objections.
Okay. So this is a mute issue. I'm going to move to the next item on the agenda. And we need to communicate. I will communicate with the IED and ask her to extend an invitation to the GMs to attend the governance committee meeting in December. We have 15 minutes.
For request for the stack.
James, I just closed the stack. I'm going on to the next item on the agenda.
Well, I'd like to offer a point of information then, if I may.
You have a request for information, or do you want to provide information?
I want to provide information. I just spoke to Bertold.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, he is glad to postpone until the next time. I did not think it was appropriate to invite him and then kind of deep six the conversation about whether he should be here. But he has graciously agreed to do this at the next meeting or, you know, whenever we do this with the other GMs. And so he's happy and I'm happy and I hope everybody's happy.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Mr. Chair.
Nancy,
Mr. Duane,
Nancy.
Right?
Hold on.
Can we go on
hold
for
on,
the next?
Duane.
Hold on,
please. Folks, let me chair the meeting. I'm trying to do the best I can. Duane requested the floor. I'm going to give him the floor. Go ahead, Duane.
This has been one of the most inefficient uses of my time. And that's saying a lot, given the KPFT for the last 12 years, and the PMB, and the committee meeting. So, if I'm probably not going to stay on the call because I think I've been on the call since 7:30, and it's almost an hour and a half of my time, and I don't believe we've accomplished one thing. I haven't heard John, who was supposed to be a feature, and I believe it was another individual supposed to give I don't even know if Bertold was how James either made that decision or all this time we've been spending, he could have talked. I mean, so it's just inefficiency. And I just don't have time for this short span of the rest of my life to spend an hour and a half this way. So I'll catch you guys at the next meeting.
No, wait. I need to just back very quickly. Our next point is to have John Tatum and his colleague speak. So, Duane, it would be great if you would stay on, if we could move to that agenda.
Well, one more minute, don't go back without hearing John's voice, I will. But I'm not, I don't, I'm too old. to waste my time on stuff like
that. It's the next, I understand. It's not fun for anybody, believe me. I could be doing other things too. Can we move on?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. I think a lot of star or anything,
what?
But there's a continuity. Nancy, stop yelping. Goodness Lord.
You're breaking up. You're
Nancy, stop. Let him
speak. Nancy, you need to stop, really. I don't know. You know, have a cup of green tea or something. No, not green tea. Chamomile tea or something. Just chill. I just want to say that
that's insulting.
I broke the continuity of the meeting because I was late trying to save a man's life who's in prison. And we are asking for compassionate release. That's why I took. And his name is Russell Maroon Schultz, so you can get his name right.
Yeah. Send an email.
The item, which is John Tatum and his colleague. Please go on. John, I apologize to you and your colleague.
Oh, John's gone. Apparently he's hung up.
I can.
John's gone.
John's gone? Okay, what's the next item on the agenda?
We should certainly try to call him back, shouldn't we?
Well, I
just texted you have his number, right?
I'll try to get him back. I'll call him.
So we just stand down for a minute so we hear back from him.
All right, that'd be great.
Nancy, I'm back.
No, we're going to wait for a minute.
We're just going to stand out.
Oh, there's John. There's John.
I got knocked off, so I'm back on.
You got the floor, John, and your colleague.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening again, everyone. I am here tonight's governance committee to present a colleague of mine who would like to help PNB with their bylaw situation. And I think everybody knows what our bylaw situation is now, and that is there are amendments floating around, one from this group and one from other groups. And I was talking with Mike Swift, who's my colleague on the line, and we was thinking how wonderful it would be to have the bylaws revised from top down, because the bylaws have not been revised since 2001. And ever since that, there have been several attempts over those 19 years to amend certain places. And in certain cases, the amendments are not fitting with the rest of the bylaws. And so here I will introduce a friend of mine, Mike Swift, who can make this whole situation go away, so to speak, because he will make bylaws conform with each other. And so he'll show you exactly how he could do that. Mike, would you tell them your plans?
Yes, John, thank you. And good evening, everyone, or good afternoon. You're on the West Coast. I presented a plan to the chair of the governance committee. It is the same plan I had submitted earlier, and it recommends that a committee be formed to revise the bylaws by starting with an amendment, substitute amendment for Article 17, initially to make it easier to complete the task, followed by a review of the governing documents from the top down, the Articles of Incorporation, bylaws, and other documents in lower order. And the committee would work on these documents to ensure that the They eliminate unnecessary bylaws, clarify, that is, make them more concise, and in agreement with the now 12th edition, which came out earlier this year, bring the bylaws up to date with foundation practices, bring them in compliance with the California Code, and put them together in one binder, as they say, be it a flash drive and or binder, so that they will be in accordance, comply with their self as well as with the state code and the parliamentary authority adopted. I would like the governance committee to consider that and hopefully take it to the board of directors with a positive report. Does anyone have any questions on such a plan?
I'm
sorry, Ms. Yeah.
Hold on, please.
Staff